Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Pakistan dominated the opening day of the first test against Sri Lanka in Abu Dhabi by dismissing their opponents for 204, before closing on 46 for 1 in reply. Pakistan won the toss, chose to field, and almost everything went their way until Kuran Manzoor was run out of the final ball of the day. Junaid Khan's 5 for 46, Bilawal Bhatti's 3 for 65, and Syed Ajmal's 2 for 32, ensured Sri Lanka's innings lasted just 65 overs. And but for captain Angelo Matthews' 91, they wouldn't have threatened the 200 run mark. They first slipped 82 for 5 and then 124 for 8. Matthews, though, managed some resistance with Sharminder Aranga, the pair adding 61 for the 9th wicket. India have named their Test and One international squads to tour New Zealand in January and February, with Yuvraj Singh omitted from the limited overs lineup. Fast bowler Ishwar Pandey is named in both squads, and heartening all-rounder Stuart Binney has been handed a call-up for the ODI squad. India lost the recent one-day test in South Africa 2-0, have reacted by adding the uncapped Binney, as well as fast bowlers Varun Aaron and Pandey to the squad, as well as leaving out experienced batsman Yuvraj and young quick bowler Mohit Sharma. Pandey, who has taken 131 first-class wickets, also comes into a test squad that shows just one change following a creditable away performance in South Africa, despite the 1-0 defeat. With spin less likely to be effective in New Zealand, left-arm and Pragyan Oja is left out, with R. Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja charged with the slow bowling duties. The five-match one-day series begins on the 19th of January, with the first of two test matches beginning in Auckland on the 7th of February. In-form batsman David Warner has been recalled to Australia's one international squad for the first three matches against England. Warner missed Australia's recent high-scoring 3-2 series defeat in India. On the back of 491 runs in the first four Ashes tests, the left-hander is poised to add to his 39 one international appearances. He last played for Australia during the Champions Trophy against England in Edgbaston, after which he was suspended for attacking England batsman Joe Root. Michael Clarke, who also missed the India series with a back injury, returns to lead the side, with stand-in captain George Bailey taking his place as vice-captain. Fast bowler James Pattinson, meanwhile, could make his long-awaited return from injury, being named in the squad. He last played in ODI in September 2012, has been out of action since July with a stress fracture to his lower back. Aaron Finch and Sean Marsh are back in the squad, meaning Callum Ferguson, Moses Enriquez, Philip Hughes and Adam Verges all miss out. ECB national selector Jeff Miller and chairman of the Recreational Assembly John Pickup have been rewarded in this year's New Year's Honours list. Miller, who will shortly stand down from his role as national selector, has been made an OBE for his services to cricket. He represented Derbyshire, Essex and England as a player, and then England as a selector during what was a golden period of English cricket. Meanwhile, Pickup, an ECB board director since 1997, received MBE for his work with the recreational game. He is also a member of ECB's major match group and chairman of the Minor Counties Cricket Association. And Pakistan have named a 14-strong women's squad to take on Ireland and South Africa in a tri-series in Qatar. The series of matches begins with the one-day internationals, and the three sides will play each other twice before the final on the 17th of January. The same format will be used for the 2020 series, which runs from the 19th to 24th of January, when the final will be held. Sanya Mir continues to lead Pakistan, with the squad relatively settled, although there is a recall for bowler Sanya Khan, who last played national cricket in 2010.